Well, hey there. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Hey, this is Bobby. Thanks for joining us today. Now, if you've been around here on the weekends, you know we've been talking about this idea of better. I think everybody on the planet wants better. We want a better house. We want a better body. We want a better car. We want a better job. We want a bigger, better bank account. Everybody wants something that's better. And maybe your better is not the same as my better, but in our lives, we can make choices, we can make decisions that lead to better. And so week one talked all about a better you. It starts with us. We've got to continually grow. We've got to continually get better. But week two was all about a better y'all. Now, I know that's real Southern. We can say that around here at Sugar Hill, but we need a better y'all. Now, y'all is this idea that we're in relationship with the people around us. For some of us, it may be close friends. For some, it may be coworkers. For some, it may be extended family. For some, it may be your marriage. We all have a y'all. Now, the reason why that's so important to think about is that most of the fulfillment we find in life is based on the quality of the relationships in our life. The quality, not the quantity. You don't have to have a ton of friends. You don't have to have a huge circle, but you do need to have a better relationship, a better y'all. Now, what I've seen happen over time is at first, it's easy to get along. At first, it's easy to hang out. Or in marriage, it's easy on the front end, but somewhere along the way, there comes a rub. Somewhere along the way, there can be a disconnect. And here's the reason for that disconnect. Not everybody is made the same. Now, I know that's not rocket science. That's not like some big aha. Nobody's going to tweet about it and say, man, that was awesome on the podcast today. But that simple truth is so powerful. Not everybody is the same. Think about it at work. At work, not everybody's the same. Maybe some of you work with somebody that has a big vision. They wake up every day thinking about what they're going to build, what's going to be better, or even what are they going to blow up, what are they going to start over. They have a really big vision. Some people that you work with maybe don't have the big vision, but they are great at executing. Man, they just wake up ready to make a list and ready to check off that list. They take the big vision from the visionary and they figure out how to get that vision done. And then other people we work with, they're processors, man. They want to figure out how to take all of those moving parts and run it through a system, do it orderly, right? Not everybody is the same. And that's even true in our relationships. In our relationships, we all come to those relationships through our own filter, through our own lens. And here's what I want to remind us of today. Just because somebody's different does not mean they're wrong. Did you catch that? Just because somebody is different doesn't mean they're wrong. How do I know that? Because God is the one that made us different. God's the one that created us uniquely. God's the one that wired us a certain way. God's the one that gave us a certain personality. Somebody that's different isn't wrong. They're just different. Let me apply this to family relationships specifically. Here's what the Bible says in Genesis 5, verse 2. He, talking about God, created them male and female. Catch that. Two different categories, two different kinds of people. He created them male and female, and he blessed them. This is a huge eye-opener. Whenever I meet with couples that are getting ready to get married, this is something we talk about, that we come into this world seeing the world through our own lens. And the best way you can see that is in the relationship of guys and girls. I'm not talking about, you know, when you get married, do you squeeze the toothpaste from the middle or the end? But what I'm talking about is how you see the world around you. Women see the world through girl lenses. Guys see the world through guy lenses. And because of that, we see the same thing very differently. And if we're not careful, those differences will cause friction. And that's not just true with how we see things. It's also true in how we hear things. Right? For instance, when a woman says, I have nothing to wear, when a guy hears that, he thinks, I have nothing clean to wear. And what a girl hears is, I have nothing new to wear. Right? And so it's not wrong, it's just different. And so what I want to encourage you today is as you think about better relationships, instead of assuming somebody different than you is wrong and that you're somehow better, learn to embrace their uniqueness. learn to appreciate their uniqueness. Learn to appreciate that they see the world just a little bit differently. It's not wrong, it's just different. And so today, whenever you feel that friction and whenever you feel that rub, take a moment and try to see the world through their lens, hear it through their filter, look at it from their angle. And I think what you'll find is they're not trying to be hard-headed, they're not trying to frustrate you, they're not trying to annoy you, they're just seeing it and hearing it differently. Again, different isn't wrong, it's just different. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. I'll be praying for you as you think about how to have better relationships. And I just want to give you a plug about something that's coming up. Chuck and I are preparing to do something that we call Ask Me Anything, an Ask Me Anything podcast, where literally you get to pick what we talk about on the podcast. You can send in questions, comments, topics, whatever you'd like. Shoot those our direction, and we're going to compile those, and we're going to record a couple of these Ask Me Anything podcasts, and we'll probably do them on Facebook Live as well. So just shoot us an email, Bobby at SugarHillChurch.com, or Chuck at SugarHillChurch.com, and we'll add it to the list. And very, very soon, you get to pick what we talk about. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.